All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
The Animal Doctor, 786-456-4837. Ron McGill is with us. We will get to him in a second, but not before I bury Pablo Torre, the Harvard grad. We will get to Christine Lisi in a second as well. But Pablo, you're such an amateur. Like, we had the hard network out. We have gotten Cody with the pandemic almost every damn time. We throw it to the Harvard grad, and what does he do? Not only does he leave like 15 seconds for Cody to yammer awfully saying he doesn't know, but you asked a question that could be answered in a word or two. Like, how did you graduate from Harvard? You couldn't get Cody correctly on the hard network out.
I have on my computer screen in like 120 point font the time of the hard network out. I'd coordinated it with Mike Ryan. We had synced up like in Mission Impossible, counting down to synchronize clocks. Yeah, and I still unbelievably I'm humiliated.
Did you
honestly
choke? Like, because you stopped 15 seconds early, and Stugatz was ready to help you. I was ready to help you because it seemed clear on your face. Oh, he doesn't know that he's gonna take this up 10 more seconds.
Yeah, no, I threw the ball and it fluttered to the ground and I choked.
They don't teach that at Harvard, man. It's an open-ended question.
Stugatz lecturing you during the break. Come on, Harvard. It's an open-ended question. And you're asking, I get asking Cody to think, which is always a dangerous proposition, but also he could have answered that with two words and then you would have just been staring at him, frozen in the headlights.
How is it that a guy who literally could not figure out how to answer or stop the phone from ringing ends up being the second most embarrassed person on today's show?
Totally checkmated you. 786-456-4837 if you want to talk to Ron McGill. We'll get to his questions in a second, but first the kazoos of Christine Lisi.
And finally, a wife has revealed how she blew thousands of dollars on vet bills after her husband blamed his farts on the dog. The pregnant woman said her dog, Jerry, underwent expensive tests after she became concerned about his unbelievable and stinky gas. Ordeal started a month ago when the wife was left horrified by a really disgusting smell during dinner, and her husband claimed it was the dog.
Excellent. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Have you ever blamed a fart on the dog?
All the time.
Yes or no?
About everyone.
Le Batard Show. It is such a great way to get away with pinning a crime on your dog, because what's your dog going to do? Just going to wag its tail and continue to look guilty. Of course, it is not the healthiest thing for your marriage, that kind of dishonesty, but neither is that kind of gas. Ron, Zoo Miami is where it is that you find Ron McGill, and you should know because Ron McGill does a great many good things for animals, and his money goes straight to endowments that help the animals in a way that's substantive. Tell people real quick here, Ron, before we get to the questions on how it is that they can support the things that you believe in.
Well, they can contact the Zoo Miami Foundation and make a donation. It's totally tax-deductible to the Ron McGill Conservation Endowment. Your money goes into an endowment, never gets spent. It just produces dividends, and that money has to be spent on protecting animals in the wild. Not a cent of that gets spent in the zoo. It's only for protecting animals in the wild, which is the reason I came to work at the zoo in the first place.
Greg Cody, do you have a question for Ron McGill?
Ron, I live with a dog and a cat. And I know this question applies to them, and I wonder if it applies to animals in general. Why do animals sleep so much?
Because you don't understand. They don't sleep entire lengths like we tend to sleep, you know, preferably an eight-hour block. Animals tend to sleep in spurts. So what happens is while you're sleeping at night, they're awake quite often. So I think in totality, you'll find that many animals don't sleep a whole lot much more than we do, even though there are some exceptions. I don't know, like a koala will sleep 20 hours a day. Lions also will sleep sometimes 16, 17 hours a day. But their activity is so much more productive than ours, burns up a lot more energy, so they've got to reserve that energy for survival.
Ron, which animal produces the stinkiest farts?
What a great show. It depends. Usually it is a carnivore, because carnivores tend to eat protein, and hard protein produces probably the most pungent smell when it comes to gas. So I would have to go with any of the, you know, like I know cheetahs. God, when cheetahs do that, it's just so terrible. Good Lord. Any of those carnivores are going to produce really bad ones.
Billy, go ahead with Ron McGill. Billy, ask him what you wanted to ask him.
Ron, I saw recently that a new panda was born, and I found out that pandas are all on loan in U.S. zoos and zoos across the world from China. So I was wondering, that seems like a common practice that different countries would loan out their animals to zoos around the world. What animals does the U.S. loan out to other zoos?
Almost everything we have here are loaned out to zoos, because understand that zoos now do not take animals out of the wild anymore. All the animals you see in zoos today, at least the younger ones, are all animals that have been born under human care. So zoos exchange them back and forth to maintain a healthy population within that human care realm. Now, this is a little bit different with China, because zoos basically put out animals on loan without charging any money. China, the communist country, does a great capitalist thing by when they put a panda on loan, they charge who's ever got that panda on loan $1 million per year per panda, which is why a lot of zoos aren't able to do it, because they can't afford that. And the reason behind they do that, the zoos that do it, they do it because it raises their attendance enough that they think it can offset that $1 million rental fee, so to speak, on the loan. So it's kind of an interesting situation there. And if you have a panda born, while those pandas are under your human care, you owe them another $1 million.
Carrie, you're on ESPN Radio with Ron McGill. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi, Ron. Yesterday, I was on the internet looking at some animals, and I came across a hairless bear, and it was terrifying. And I'm just wondering how rare are they, and just kind of can you explain a little bit more about them? Thank you.
Sure. Sure. There is no such thing as a species that is a hairless bear. But just like you find in human beings and you find in other animals, alopecia, which is the loss of hair, it's a genetic problem that causes the loss of hair in animals, does occur in bears. Very, very rarely, and certainly a bear like that would probably not survive in the wild for any length of time, because most bears are found in temperate climates, which wouldn't they need the hair to protect themselves from extreme temperatures. But alopecia is something that is found not only in humans, but in animals across the board. So it's something that you can see, though not common.
Hairless bear, Felica.
Go ahead, Chris. Hairless bear, go ahead.
Hair.
Mike, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Ron, on Sunday, we saw a pod of dolphins run over an unsuspecting NFL official. And I was wondering, you hear all these reports of North Korea and Russia at one time trying to weaponize dolphins. If I were an evildoer, how easy would it be to convince dolphins to do my evil bidding?
Probably easier than most other animals because of the intelligence level of dolphins, of most marine mammals. We've talked about this over and over on the show. These are probably the most intelligent creatures that you'll find in the ocean, really in the world in many respects. And they have been known, they have been trained by the Navy to search out mines, to go to different areas. So it is certainly not out of the realm of possibility that they could be trained to do bad things as well as good things.
Do they have a sense of morality? For example, in the Raul Julia movie, Street Fighter, Baraka kind of knew that what he was doing was wrong, even though he was sort of made in a lab. There was a sense of morality. Do dolphins have the same sense? by the way, major fine. I believe it's Blanca, and I confuse him with Baraka from Mortal Kombat 2, who had the blade hands.
I would think that dolphins, like people, are individuals. There are some that have more of a moral compass than others. There are some really good dolphins, and there probably are some really bad dolphins. So just like you see in people, you meet a guy you really want to be your friend, and then you meet another guy who's a total jerk. It's feasible that you could also have a dolphin that may be a delinquent, that may be have a malicious streak, may have mental illness. I mean, mental illness is something true, it's something serious. And just like it occurs in humans, I'm sure it can occur in intelligent animals like dolphins.
Pablo, so yes, what do you have for Ron McGill, Pablo?
Hey, Ron.
Pablo,
hey,
go!
Wait a minute, Cody, Ron!
Cody, what do you have for Ron McGill, Cody? Just get
oh, wow.
Hey, Ron, waiting
I
for
I was trying to catch up with Ron! I hadn't seen him since your wedding.
Cody,
I actually want to know.
Just get out of here.
Wait,
Cody,
hold on,
Cody,
Ron.
Cody, what do you have
for Ron? You have any good photos of me from Dan's wedding? That's what I wanted to know,
Cody, what do you have for Ron McGill? Get out of here.
Jeremy Lin,
don't watch or listen to ESPN Daily tomorrow. Cody, what do you have?
No, I defer. I give my time. time to Pablo to finish
all right,
that
we're going to commercial then. Right after Ron McGill checks out this video. Is there a video here for you to do the play-by-play on,
video.
Ron?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. Oh, Lord. This is an ibex, and it's like on a dam wall.
No
this
way.
Oh.
Look at this thing. You see about the people scaling like elk.
You've got to be kidding me.
But look at this. No. Look at this balance.
Oh, my God.
And you don't know how high that is. This would be sure death. If he falls down there, that would be sure death. Look at that angle. Oh,
that is unbelievable.
Look, the whole herd is up there, and they're getting little pieces of lichens and things that are growing on the wall to eat. But think about this. Think about the balance. The toe. Look
Holy.
At this. Just being this little tiny piece of... So listen, when you think someone's a great athlete, look at nature. There are no greater athletes than what you find in the natural
that
world. Look at that.
Insane.
These are real.
These are animals running on a wall as if you would run on the floor. That's just crazy. How are they able to do that?
Because that's what they do to survive, Dan. They live on the mountainsides. They've got to be able to walk on those cliffs. God, isn't wildlife freaking wonderful?
This is
amazing. What a great way. I wanted you guys to have a wonderful, happy, fruitful Thanksgiving, and I can't wait to see you guys after the holidays.
All right. We love you, Ron. Thank you for your time
you more,
with
man.
Us.
And I'm not a doctor.
That's right. The animal doctor, Ron McGill. Pablo, you are a horror. Like, you are the worst, dude.
I just wanted to know, like, he had this whole super long lens camera at your wedding. I've never seen any of those photos. Do you have any good ones of me?
Get out of here.
Just leave. Can you get him off
Nothing
the Zoom?
Nothing in life is free.
Just
time for
hit
some
him with the highfalutin music and get him out of here. Just, can you cancel him or block him on the Zoom?
I'm supposed to hit that when he does something smart. He hasn't done
ESPN single... Daily, listen.
Just oh, no. Jeremy Lin.
Just get out
Unsubscribe,
of here.
Unsubscribe, resubscribe.
Good Lord.
Resubscribe.
Just the worst. Mm-hmm.
Don Libertard.
He is an idea guy, though. Greg Cody is an idea man, and other people need to execute his ideas. I understand that. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I just throw things out there, and hopefully someone else will execute whatever it is I throw out there.
Stugatz.
Do Stugatz and Cody say they're idea men to camouflage their laziness? Because I'm not claiming to be an idea guy. I'm not claiming to be a facilitator. I am claiming to be someone who wants other people to do things.
This is the Don Levitar Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Peyton's Places is back for season 2. The Emmy-nominated series returns this Sunday, November 29th, with 15 new episodes as Manning takes you on a journey through football's most iconic moments exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. I'm getting to them. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So here's the Straight Talk. We did a good local hour today and a good digital-only hour. A lot of fun for people who love this show, and you should check that stuff out as well as the terrestrial stuff we are doing. We have not been great today on terrestrial radio. I largely blame Greg Cody, as usual, on Tuesdays, but not today. Today we have a new show killer. And that show killer is Pablo Torre.
Show killer!
I don't believe we've ever hit anybody with that sound other than Greg Cody.
Show killer!
And we were having what I believe to be one of the top Cody shows of all time. Certainly, we had some top five Greg Cody moments.
Show killer!
We had momentum, okay? Not since we continued to stay silent on the air and Greg Cody got mad at us in San Antonio during the finals because we would just leave silence on the air for him to talk, and he would. You remember that?
Among
the great, most memorable Greg Cody segments, one of them is me doing push-ups with him on my back while we did the radio show. That is something that happened. Another one is Cody getting mad at the show and us basically leaving him hanging out to dry several times and him getting furious at the show. And I believe we had momentum. The calling of Greg Cody was headed for an epic show. It was maybe our best segment during the pandemic. Maybe our best segment of 2020.
Many are saying
and
this.
Pablo Torre ruined the show. He came in, promoted himself. He's more of a narcissist quietly than Greg Cody is. And he was dead serious about wanting to talk about. You disagree with that, Greg? You disagree that Pablo Torre is absolutely more of a narcissist than you are?
Okay, I mean, I'll accept that, but I think it's a close race. I mean, I'll run them for it. I don't, you know.
That is so funny on so many levels.
Greg is upset about this.
All right, let's do the Back in My Day now before Chris Jericho joins us again, kicking that Colin Cowherd. Yeah.
He's, wow.
Oh, my God.
All-timer.
Jericho all-timer.
Is He's back? The GOAT.
All-time. Wow. The GOAT of all time.
Wow. And now it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
Hard seltzer. Man, what has happened to the beer aisle where I shop? The once familiar landscape has changed radically over the past few years. Sometimes what I see now makes me want to take my white claw and rip it to shreds. Truly, it is madness now. Booze used to be pretty simple once. There were distilled spirits like whiskey and vodka. There was wine, and there was beer. Oh, there have always been outliers trying to reinvent the wheel. Anybody remember Zima? Nowadays, there's the trendy Moscow Mule and its unnecessary, hey, look at me, copper cup. This is different, though. Hard seltzer, a.k.a. spiked sparkling water, has established a major foothold in the booze market share since first hitting big in 2016, with brands White Claw and Truly leading the way. Here's something fun to do. Find a big fan of hard seltzer and ask them, what is the alcohol in there? Not the ABV, that's around 5% like light beer. I mean, what is the actual type of alcohol contained in hard seltzer? Is it beer? Wine? Vodka?
Mike, do you
know? Nobody seems to know, but we chug it anyway. Nobody seems to know what's in it, and here's why. It's a nameless, manufactured alcohol made from cane sugar that is fermented into ethanol and carbon dioxide, the flavors and carbonation added. The flavors are things like lime, ruby grapefruit, raspberry, mango, kiwi, watermelon. Sales are exploding because it's expertly packaged as the taste of summers gone by. Days of pre-pandemic carefree bliss. Meanwhile, beer wept to see its market share run across the aisle. Even worse, beer relented, gave in, waved a white towel. Now, flavored beer tries to compete. 12 packs of Bud Light Lime looking across that aisle, meaning to bravely stare down the battalions of White Claws and Trulies, but inevitably blinking, looking away in shame. I don't want a bastard beer that tastes like lime, thank you. When I twist open my brown bottle, I want to dive into the rich aroma of malt, of barley and hops. Please, I want a beer that tastes like, well, beer. I want a beer that reminds me of my ute when I'd see Dad pop topping a can from a six-pack of Orbit beer that he'd buy for 69 cents at Eckerd's. For the days of yore when the beer aisle was the damn beer aisle.
Yes.
I'm Greg Cody,
yes.
And that's how it was
yes.
back in my day.
Yes.
Don Levitard.
I don't want your beak leaning over the plate.
Stugatz.
Step back, Jack.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Chris Jericho, he's the greatest of all time. He is. He's going to join us here in just a second on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not-so-outrageous prices. The Undefeated presents Tiger Woods. America's Son, this Sunday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app. The one-hour documentary examines Tiger Woods' complex racial identity and the meaning of the golfer's success in America. Immediately following its debut, the documentary will be available exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
So let's give maximum fanfare here to Chris
yes.
Jericho. The computer is not working. We will get to the kazoos in a second because we can't go to Christine Lisi unless we have the kazoos ready, but it's been short-circuited. So it gives us more room to celebrate the greatness of Chris Jericho. No one around here has ever done it better in terms of picking football games. Please ignore that there are a couple of 1-4 weeks in there, and his most recent week is 2-3, but the gist of what it is that we do around here to prove to you that nobody knows anything is we go get a random person and go up against Colin Cowherd, who not only goes to wise guys and sharps and film study guys, but also the added advantage that he has over Jericho is he's picking the five best games according to him. Jericho's just picking what we're giving him. He's not choosing the games that he likes best. We're just throwing games at him. And for nine straight weeks, he has either beaten or tied Colin Cowherd. Le Champion, welcome to the show.
Bow,
genuflect at the feet. Kiss the feet of the great champion, AEW Dynamite, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern on TNT. He does not want to talk about that. He is not here to promote anything but his greatness. You have kicked the butt of Nitro. You have kicked the butt of all the American Gladiators. Carrot Top, congratulations, Chris Jericho. You are the greatest.
Just think about this. 9 weeks. 9 weeks on top of the Levitard prediction list. I mean, I can't think of a higher accolade that I've achieved in my career, and the fact I'm still going strong. Yes, you mentioned a couple of less than stellar weeks, but they don't ask you how you won the games, Dan. Exactly. They just ask you how many you won. And that's all that matters is I'm back again here as the true Le Champion of the football prognosticators,
yes.
All of the so-called pros,
yes.
Fallen by the wayside,
yes.
To the little Chrissy the Greek from Canada,
yes.
Ready to lay down some predictions for
him. Yes, glory be to Chrissy the Greek, on fire, 2-3 last week, 1-4 the week before that. He is the greatest of all time.
Scoreboard, Dan.
There it is, 2-3 last week, 1-4. If you've bet the greatest of all time the last 2 weeks, you've lost a lot of money. It does not matter. He is the greatest of all time. So are you ready? Lines provided by Caesars William Hill. He is on fire. 2-3. I'm pretty sure 3 of the last 4 weeks have had 2 1-4s and a 2-3. But he is nonetheless.
But yeah, you still bring me back.
Man, Cowherd is bad. What's to say about Cowherd show?
It feels like our rules are pretty arbitrary now.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do it. Celebrity prognosticator, the greatest of all time, the world
and
record
now,
holder.
It is time for celebrity prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Washington at Dallas. Chris Jericho, Chrissy the Greek, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Dallas -3. Who you got?
Listen, Washington can't even come up with a name for their team. There's no way they can come up with a win this week. Dallas all the way.
Get out of here, Washington. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, a 4.5-point favorite. You have been riding Big Ben this season. Again, 1-4 2 weeks ago, 2-3 this week. You've been riding Big Ben.
Sooner or later, they're going to lose being undefeated, but it's not going to be next week. Big Ben and Pittsburgh rides again.
Oh, look at that. Nice. Raiders at Falcons. Falcons +3 at home. I'm sorry. Yes, an underdog at home +3. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Falcons. I'm feeling some Atlanta this week.
All right.
Chargers at Buffalo. Buffalo -5.5. Who you got?
As Mick Jagger said, he's going to ride across the desert on a fine Arab charger. I'm going with the Chargers, baby.
All right. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are you feeling some Atlanta this week? Miami at the New York Jets. The New York Jets +7 at home.
I dare you.
You daring me?
He's daring you.
Are you daring me?
You've been dared.
I'm going with Miami Dolphins, man. You wait and see. It's going to be a big game for them this week.
All right. That is not what he was daring you to do. He was daring you to bet on the Jets. It is a dangerous proposition.
Exactly.
All right, Jericho, you are the greatest. Is there anything you want to say to the audience? You want to say to America? You want to say to Carrot Top, the American Gladiators? Is there an acceptance speech? Is there anyone you want to thank? Because it may keep on going, but this is a historic moment, and I believe the floor is yours.
It is. I just want to thank all the fans out there that believed in me from the start. A lot of people said, Chris, what the hell do you know about football? I said nothing, but I will show you that with a little bit of luck and a few, a little bit of research and a little bit of old school gut instinct,
yeah. You
too can be the top number one celebrity prognosticator in the history of Levitard if you believe in yourself and just throw caution to the wind and just pick the teams by which city you like best.
and have a bad opponent. I mean,
is that what you've been doing for 9 straight weeks? Wait a minute, did you just give people the secret formula to going 1-4 2 weeks ago and 2-3 last week?
Hey, still beating Colin Cowherd.
That's
so
right. Every damn week.
Exactly.
Every damn week, Jericho. I hope it never ends. Like, I hope I'm talking to you and that one of us, the last thing either one of us sees before we die is us talking about I'm still beating Colin Cowherd with 1-4 weeks. Like, I want that to be a part of the eulogy that either I give for you or you give for me.
You can't get enough, man. I mean, you know what? I'm going to be back next week. I can feel it.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm back all the way. I'm going to predict you the Super Bowl winner this year.
Yes.
I'm hot, man. When you're hot, I got the mo.
He has got the mo.
Right now.
Very hot. Again,
Uncle Mo.
2-3 last week. 1-4 the week before that. 1-4.
And still here.
It's amazing.
1-4. And still here, mother. Yeah. Still here. Jericho, thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right, man.
Don Lebatard.
So during the break, Stugatz is just staring at the television, and he says to Adrian Wojnarowski, who it should probably go without saying, isn't someone who can hear what he's saying
yeah.
because he's on television. He's not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Stugatz looks at the TV and says, Woj, that's a nice shirt and jacket combo.
Stugatz.
I'm crazy.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. What's for Lunch is brought to you by HelloFresh. Get a total of $80 off using code Dan at HelloFresh.com. I will enjoy a delicious HelloFresh meal later this evening. But today for lunch, now, if Abby's listening, spoiler alert, I am headed over to Joe Stonecrab after the show. I am going to pick it up for the family. I do not like stone crabs, but what I do love is the Joe's BLT. And so I am going to have a nice BLT at the bar with a little espresso and a Coca-Cola. That will be my lunch today, Mike, and I will drive home.
Can you speed that up a little bit, please, so that we can get to show?
I'm thinking about the lunch. The BLT is delicious. Mike, what are you having for lunch today?
Metamucil.
Yes, that is what Mike has been having lately. Thank you, Mike. Do you have anything else that you have to sponsor here in this segment?
Nope, just the BLT.
Okay. At Lebatard Show, you're not a sponsor for the BLT. It's a HelloFresh
like
ad, and it is, what are you having for lunch? Because the sales team is spending a lot of time thinking about like the best way to turn that into content.
I call Stugatz on the weekends and we just tell each other.
They're gonna. I don't know. Wait till we escalate into a bigger ad buy and ask them, what are you having for dinner? Because then we're really gonna,
you know,
we're
what?
Really
I
gonna
am
escalate
so mad
things.
At you for giving the game away.
Yeah. What are you having for snacks? What are you having for breakfast? There's so
Stop
many
it.
Possibilities
what are
endless.
On the weekend? What are you having at your party? Like, there's so much work to be done
I'm so
here.
So mad at you right now.
So much content. We could do entire day-long shows about this.
I'm beginning to think you don't like this.
Well, I heard Billy talking about donuts. He had a question about donuts that would fit in the HelloFresh ad and might actually be better content than Stugatz talking about what he's having for lunch, which strikes me as the laziest possible way
no,
to do
BLT.
This.
The name of this segment is what's for lunch.
I know, but how about instead of, why can't Billy go to, what were you talking about? Mint donuts of some sort?
I was talking about powdered donuts because that drilling again. I don't know if you heard it. So, Dan, there's an expiration date on these powdered donuts, and I'm wondering how far past that expiration date can I actually enjoy them by? Because I was feeling a little frisky last night, but I didn't do it.
2 weeks on powdered donuts. Just so
what is the amount of time? Greg Cody, do you have a nomination for how long past the expiration date? There's certain things you can't have after the – like, what are the things at the top of the list?
Milk.
Milk is at the top, right?
You could give milk a smell, though. Give it a smell. If it's a day past it, it still smells fine. You're fine, guys.
He's right about this.
Quick whiff. You're right.
He is so right about this, even if you're past the expiration date. But his father is thundering in because his father has yet more expertise in this area.
Well, I have a life hack that works with a lot of powdered donut-type foods. Which is if you briefly microwave it, it softens it, it gives it new life.
Okay.
Wow.
The microwave gives new life. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Does the microwave give new life?
So it brings it back to where it was before the expiration date.
Yeah, well, you should totally put milk in the microwave and see how that goes.
No, not milk. No.
Sour milk.
What else is in the powdered donut-type food category?
In terms of a honey bun,
the things that can wait a while that you don't feel scared to go like 10 days. Like you can't go 10 days on poultry or turkey. You got to be real careful.
But you can on a muffin, though, right?
You go 10 days? Well, the muffin's just going to be dry or something, is it not? It's not going to be a horror, maybe a textural horror.
You throw it in the microwave, though. Right.
Yes, and you give it life. It is the best way to give something life.
You nuke it.
Yes, you kill whatever bacteria it is with radioactivity, and then you go about eating your totally living food.
That's right.
At Levitard Show, Zagaki. At Levitard Zagaki. Show on Twitter is how you vote on the polls. What do you have here, Stu?
The Twitter poll at Levitard Show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Before we do that, I forgot to go to Christine Lisi from before of Chris Jericho.
Man.
My apologies. After saying that nothing, saying that nothing takes precedent, we had to find out what Stu Gatz was having for lunch.
And BLT.
Of course, BLT.
Christine, I'm sorry. Please continue.
And finally, dogs can see sadness in humans and often attempt to make their owners happy by initiating cuddling.
Oh. I meant to ask Ron McGill whether humans are the only animal that cries from emotional sadness. And I forgot. I would imagine so, but I'm not totally sure.
No, I've seen heartbreaking videos on YouTube.
Of animals crying, physically crying about other animals dying and passing. I know elephants grieve and have sadness.
In fact, after the show, why don't you come in here? We'll kick off our weekend ride.
All right. I would love to eat that grief headed into Thanksgiving. At Levitard Show on Twitter. Go ahead, Stu.
You're having grief for lunch?
Yes, I'm going to have a weeping turkey for lunch. Thank you to HelloFresh for sponsoring the show.
Did you know that Beano Cook's name was Carol? 95% of the audience said no.
We got one comment in our mentions. Who's Beano Cooks? Plural.
There's a segment there.
Well, that's a HelloFresh segment. Beano Cooks.
More famous gas medication, GasX or Beano? 68% of the audience said GasX. Beano. Have you ever blamed the fart on your dog? I do it all the time. I'll do it today. 76% of the audience said yes.
I'll do it today, he threatens.
At some point. Are you feeling some Atlanta this week? 69% of the audience said no. Those are the polls.
Nice. Can we please marvel at what Chris Jericho has done to Colin Cowherd as
marvel at what Colin Cowherd has done to himself and his legacy.
A blazing five. I mean, light your money on fire.
He is picking his favorite games of the week. He is under 500. Chris Jericho, who admittedly knows nothing and picks teams based on which cities he likes best. That is the formula. Has at least tied him for 9 straight weeks and has beaten him most of the week. Cody, you are someone who has been predicting games for a long time. You still have on your wall in your office when Charles Bricker of the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel went 0-16 picking games against the spread.
Charlie Bricker!
Where is that, Greg? Where is that? As your rival, Charles Bricker of the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel went 0-16 one week. I remember where I was. I was on an airplane and I did a double take at it. And I'm like, oh, you've got to talk about this, right? No, but Bricker went straight into hiding. Didn't even mention it. Just the next week went right back to picking games as if he hadn't gone 0-16.
I'm looking at that thing right now, and he actually went 0-14 that week against the spread, and his season record straight up was 52-50, so he was struggling a little bit. But I'm on a run in my Herald picks. I'm 20-8.
Wait a minute. He's been He's been wanting to talk about this for a while, how well he's doing picking games as if he knows something. We just proved that you don't know anything that no one does.
No, I do a lot of research. I'm 20-8. 2-0-8 ATS over the last.
You just heard the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
All right, bye.